Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
With their classroom experience, detailed knowledge of colleagues and children, and the power to effect change, middle leaders play a pivotal role in making schools successful. A discussion of exactly how they do it produced a very popular Talk to Learn debate in which over 1,200 school leaders participated. Many agreed that at a time of ongoing change in education, shared leadership is more important than ever. Jane DiLorenzo, an assistant head in a large primary, said that one of the biggest advantages of effective middle leaders is the support they bring to the vision for the school and the link they provide between senior leaders and the classroom.
It's the only way some head teachers, who often have little up-to-date hands-on experience, can know what goes on. I have been fortunate enough to have grown from a subject leader 12 years ago to my current position by a head teacher who values and supports everyone's career development. He allows middle managers to take responsibility and trust them in the role they do. Our middle managers are involved in off-site management days throughout the year, and training is organised to suit their requirements.
Deputy Head Shireen Khan, who said she'd gained many skills in her previous roles as a middle leader, thought that teachers should all undergo management training. Others agreed that middle management courses develop morale and confidence, refresh stale thinking, and change perceptions about people's roles. The benefits of middle managers leading professional inquiry groups were highlighted by Saren Erding as a way to expose them to new challenges.
It encourages them to operate outside their comfort zone and therefore to rethink processes and practices. It encourages dynamic reflection on leadership processes, behaviours and actions.
But effective middle leadership has other strategic benefits too and can be instrumental in helping heads themselves maintain a better work-life balance, according to one contributor.
So many heads I've met have ended up a frazzled mess due to too high a workload and expectations which are just too high.
But some heads and deputies find letting go very difficult, thought another.
How can new deputies be inspirational leaders if they haven't experienced directing policy, research and change?
The workforce reform agenda has triggered big changes for middle leaders at headteacher Tessa Mason's large primary school in Leeds, where 7 staff have been given key strategic roles in curriculum development.
It's really exciting. They all have huge potential and are leading key stage teams and 4 curriculum cluster teams. It's generated enormous enthusiasm and a very positive response indeed from our recent team of Ofsted inspectors. I'm planning particular development opportunities for them as a distinct group, meeting their specialisms and the general need to develop their leadership skills and styles. They have gained in confidence and influence and are assisting in outreach to other schools in our network. I see this as one of the key ways to prepare individuals for future leadership.
But this revolution is not confined to teaching staff. Sally Stone, who's worked in school administration for more than 20 years, described the rise of the school business manager and the promotion of some non-teaching staff to school management teams as a breath of fresh air.
I feel that as a direct result of support staff being more involved in policy making and strategic planning, everyone is benefiting. New aspirations and plans are filtering down to the support staff, and they are not just carrying out orders anymore, but understanding why new initiatives are happening. This must cascade down the whole school, especially to those on the receiving end of all this, the pupils.
Amid all the positive experiences, contributors were anxious not to overlook the problems some middle leaders have faced in their rise up the career ladder. One pointed out that the perception that a school succeeded or failed on its middle management engenders what she described as a huge amount of pressure.
With my role teaching a full timetable and my role as a middle leader, there is little time to effectively carry out all my responsibilities. I am very keen on peer observations and mentoring, but again, time is an issue. Inevitably, few teachers share my non-contacts. How are we supposed to carry a strong responsibility whilst teaching full time?
Other middle leaders agreed that they were too often thrown in at the deep end, while one recalled the lack of formal training she received as she progressed up the career ladder from class teacher to head of year.
I did have an excellent head, though, who made it clear what he wanted for his school and empowered us to be both hands and feet while he remained the brain. Middle managers are the arteries of a school. They're in the classroom, so know how to lead from within. They're in each other's classrooms, so they can see how to support. They are conduits back to the senior leadership team.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.